Mic check, we sound great.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Let's go.
You having a stressful day and need a few laughs? Well, you come to the right place. Myself, Lyric, and Jimmy Jam are fathers formerly in the music industry who have a lot to say. So sit back, sip your cup of coffee, and welcome to the shenanigans.
Welcome to the Coffee Break Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, the boys is back, feeling really good. How you doing, Mr. Jimmy Jam? How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I feel very good today.
It's been a great day. It's been a great weekend.
I think we should play Beyonce Upgraded, because I feel a little upgraded this week.
We went from we're like the Jeffersons moving on up.
To the east side. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know by now, I'm your favorite host in the world, Lyric, and alongside my brother,
Jimmy Jam. How's everybody doing out there tonight?
Salut, salut.
Salut.
Nothing like some good coffee on a Sunday night. So, Mr. Glamping King.
Yes, sir.
Now that you have graced us with your presence, how was the first day?
Opening weekend was great. Better than expected. Friends of ours actually went over and opened everything up for us on Friday night. So when we drove down and got there, everything was set up. The camper was opened up. The heat was on. It was, they had the water turned on. It was fabulous.
You are truly the glamping king if people are opening up your facilities.
No, I'm not the king. The guy that did it is actually the king of the campground. But, shout out to Wayne for doing that for us. It was very nice. It was nice to be able to walk in and just have everything ready to go and just, relax and build a fire.
That was fun. I bet you. You didn't come back any. Oh, you came back a little tanner.
The kids and Christy got some sun this weekend.
I tell you what, I mowed the lawn today. Mowed my uncle's lawn and I mowed my lawn and I have a sunburn.
I see it. I see it across your forehead.
My Puerto Ricanness is starting to come out. That's what that is. It's starting to show its beautiful head. It's coming out. It's coming out, ladies.
I'm gonna be tan by the end of the summer. You'll see.
We'll see if you're tanner to me or redder to me. We'll see which one.
I don't know. We'll see. How's that shed coming, by the way?
The shed, man. I finally got to finish the bad boy. As you know, the last time we were on this pod, I bought a shed. It was beautiful. Opened up the box. No instructions. And you don't really want to be looking on your phone at little tiny words, even though you can pinch and zoom in. So I had to figure out how to put this thing together by myself. So I finally got it together, and I just happened to sit on my porch, and I'm like, I need to buy a bigger toolbox. My wife was like, well, why don't you just check Facebook Market? And what was the first thing that I found?
A toolbox.
A toolbox for $50, ladies and gentlemen.
That is nice.
I went so fast to pick that bad boy up. It was brand new. Not a dent, not a scratch on that bad boy. And it was big enough for what I needed it for. It wasn't the mechanic toolbox. I mean, I got the fix it, do it up, do it yourself at home type toolbox. So,
yeah, I'll tell you, it was Marketplace has the best finds.
You find some crazy stuff on there. We just found me and my wife just ordered a Nintendo.
Really?
It's a Nintendo, but it's built in with all the games. So there's 360 games built into the actual unit. And I was like, $19? Why not?
Did you get it yet?
No, we just ordered it today. We just happened to see it while we were on Amazon looking for stuff.
It's actually funny because I was talking to, I sold, everyone knows I got the golf cart upgraded.
Pimp juice. Ooh.
So I sold the old tires and this guy was messaging me and back and forth from Marketplace down there in Delaware. And he says, I told him where we're at. I said, we can meet wherever's convenient for you. And he said, hey, can we meet somewhere in this area? And I said, sure. I said, how about the McDonald's over there? And he said, that'd be great. So I was kind of weirded out. I never did this Marketplace thing before. So Christy and the kids did not want to go. they had other things to do. So I went. She's like, if you're that scared, I'll go for you. I'm like, I'm not scared.
I'll go for you. Wow.
So it wasn't about being scared. It was just like, what am I going to walk into here? So this guy shows up and he actually texts me. He goes, I'm in the parking lot in the back. And I was like,
in the back.
I felt very dirty all of a sudden. So I went. So I said, I'll be right over. Pulled up beside him. And I'm like, man, this is feeling awkward right now. And he gets out of the car and I'm like, okay, he doesn't look too strange. So he gets out. He goes, you know, thank God you showed up. And I was like, why is that? He's like, this damn thing marketplace. He goes, half the time people never show up. They tell you to get there and they never show up. So he's like, you actually showed up. He goes, here's the cash. I was like, oh, this is sweet.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have to take your bodyguard with you.
No, Christy stayed behind.
Jeez.
But she, you know, she'll take the bull by the horn. She's not afraid.
Yeah, I've done it a few times. we sold some stuff too on the marketplace. But yeah, as long as you have meat in an open area like that.
She does a lot of door pickup, Christy does, or, you know, like she'll sell stuff on marketplace or even go get something on marketplace and she'll do it like it's called porch pickup.
Yeah.
Where they just put it out on the porch, you put the money underneath the mat or whatever and just get it from there.
Oh, yeah. I've always met at like a Sheetz or somewhere where I know there's video cameras.
They say a police station's safe to meet at.
Yeah, but, you know, Puerto Rican being outside of a police station.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, I prefer like a Sheetz or a McDonald's or something like that where if the guy's shady and I got to beat him up, I can at least get an instant replay on it or something.
Yeah, I will be honest. I had my fist a little clenched when I first got out of the car. I was like, man, if this guy goes south on me, I'm just going to clock him.
I just want to know when you were done with it and you got back in your car and your cheeks unclenched, how did that feel?
It felt good. I was like, man, I just made some serious cash. This is great.
Well, if you think about it, you were at McDonald's, so you were McLoving it.
It gets even better then because then we went over to Lowe's. And I picked Christy and the kids up. We went to Lowe's and everyone's in there buying lumber and everything. I just needed one board. I needed a 1x6 that was 8 feet long. That's all I needed. So there's guys in there that are like, man, like Tim the Toolman Taylor. They have like, they have all these like lumber and tools and everything in their carts. And I come up with just one board.
I've done that so many times. Look. I work at a building materials place and I sell boards and people come for one board a lot. So don't feel bad. You got the manliest man carrying a 16 footer out the door and yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. And then Christy said, you know, I'll carry it for you. I was like, okay.
don't want to get them hands and the callus on your hands, man.
No, I joke.
Oh, that's great. So why don't we get into some topics, man? Why don't we get into... Well, you were just on the marketplace, so it kind of relates to our topic. So
it does.
How do you feel about people almost creating a different persona online and just hiding behind social media platforms?
Well, there's a lot of that that goes on, and I think you got to be very careful and know who you're talking to. Obviously, we know all about being lured in over the internet and stuff like that. Not just adults, you know, catfished, there's predators, there's, you know, there's everybody that feels empowered to be behind the internet and they can, you know, people get a little bit spunky and they speak out and they say things.
Internet gangsters?
Yeah. You know, they become tough guy over the internet or on social media, you know, bashing you or stating something very cruel to you. And, but then they have no way of backing it up.
The trolls, man. The trolls. Yeah, I mean, it started back in MySpace days when people used to create a whole different profile and different name just to make themselves look better on their pages. I know people that used to do that. I know people that used to sit on there on the internet and just find people just to try to bring down their positivity.
Yeah.
Like, I guess that's why they call them trolls.
Yeah, there's a lot of that that goes on over the internet, and I know you're big on Instagram. I'm more of the Facebook, and that's what makes this podcast work, is that we both have different social media platforms that we promote it on. Facebook for me has been a great avenue with DJing over the years, with promoting my business. And the only thing is, there's a lot of negativity that flies around.
Oh man, there's so much negativity. I bet you anything, the day we put up a picture that said we upgraded our stuff here,
someone will tear it down.
Somebody, whether it's on the picture or behind the scenes, they're like, so what?
Yeah.
I upgraded this, and this, and that, and the third. So it feels bad that when I see my friends upgrading or I see my friends doing great, I make sure I comment it. Yo, good shit. Hashtag, whatever you want, hash brown, whatever you want to call it. But I make sure I commend my fellow patrons in whatever they do, whether it's photography, whether it's videography, a good friend of mine is a graphic designer. I'm a graphic designer. And he does great work. And I say, hey, dude, that was pretty dope. And then he'll turn around and do the same thing to me when I post something. Like, it's, if you would have more people that would just take the effort into not hate, it would turn around and show you that you can get praise too, as well as share praise.
That's very well said. I think it's very important that you show positivity whenever you can. Kindness is contagious. So,
I mean, look at you. You were one of the best wedding DJs in the world when you were heavily doing DJ work, and now a great friend of yours is now pretty much top dog.
He is top dog.
You help him out. Your son is his protege now.
Yeah, it's really good, and that's one thing I have to say, you know, about Edge, is that even in the business, he is very positive as far as giving those kudos to other DJs in the business. You know, everybody posts on Facebook, you know, this or that, or that, you know, they show this, I got this award, I got that award, I can do this, I can do that. And Eddie's really always there to build somebody up. He's not there to tear you down. And that's what makes our friendship so great over the years. He's never bashed me, and I've never bashed him. It was always like, hey, there's enough business out there for everybody.
Yeah.
Run your own race. And he's always, you know, if I posted something, he always had something positive to say about it.
It's even with me when I, because I mean, you know, I do all his graphic design work. He does not let me do just my basic work. He'd be like, nah, you can do better. And he's not telling me that my work is crappy. He just knows that I could create something different.
Mm-hmm.
So if other people would actually just sit there like, nah, Jimmy, you could say that a little better. Not in the way of, nah, that was corny, but no, you have the creativity to be better. Be better.
And I think that's what's been great about this podcast, is we've had some great feedback from some great friends, great listeners that said, you know what, did you guys think about trying this or doing this? And we've done it. If you've given us the feedback, we've tried to incorporate it in as much as possible.
I mean, we started a whole second podcast because of that.
Yeah.
So
we didn't want to extend the time beyond where we needed to be. So, you know, everybody knows that we both like comics very much. So what we did was we took the comic and coffee and broke it out onto a Wednesday podcast. It's its own time frame.
Yeah. So here at the podcast, I want to give a shout out to anybody who just shares positivity on comments or just in common interaction with people. Just make sure you give everybody a little upliftment, because they'll turn around and give it to you. So there's a lot less trolling going on. So big shout out to anybody who just shows support at all.
I think that's important. Yeah, definitely.
I got sound effects now, baby. I know
you love
it. I gotta use them.
You love it. And I second that. I think, you know, you never know where somebody is mentally in that stage of the day. And it can be, your comment can either change their day for the better or sometimes change it for the worse.
Yeah, it's crazy how much you can change somebody's whole outlook on a day. Just by saying, hey, dude, you did a good job over there. Or, yay, how are you doing?
The one thing I do every day on social media is I take 5 minutes in the morning before I start my day, and I wish every one of my friends that appears on my timeline a very happy birthday.
Yeah, I do that too now.
Because you never know that one person that's alone that day, that doesn't have anybody, that one birthday wish changes their outlook on life for the day. And I think that's important to do. I think we got to be more positive, especially in today's society. It's imperative.
Positivity, baby. Positivity. Now, with positivity, you know, you also want to be a positive feature in your household. As me and you, as two working men who take care and love our households that we be in, how big of a responsibility, or how big do you feel that it is in your heart to be the man of the house?
You know, growing up, I think that was a defined role, as being the man of the house. And, you know, I wouldn't say we feared my dad, but, you know, you always knew if mom caught you stepping out of line, you knew come 5 o'clock, your butt was grass.
Wait till your father gets home.
Exactly. So, you know, that was the growing up stage. And that's changed for me. I don't feel like I'm the role model of the house. I share that pedestal with Christy. Mm-hmm. I think she's as much of an influence in this house as I am. And we, you know, we have a blended family. So it's always a delicate topic as to who does what and how. And
yeah, that is, it's almost identical to my house, because I mean, my wife stays home, she raises our kids, she takes care of the house. I always have a cooked dinner every night. I work all day. So my job is nowhere near more important as than hers. Mm-hmm. I think her job is actually a little more important than mine, raising two little girls, but I bring the finances into the house. But she holds the weight just as much as I hold the weight in the household. So I think the man of the house title, in certain manifests, it does mean something, because I think it means more to your significant other than it does to anybody else. Because if somebody comes to my house and works on my house, my wife is like, you need to be here.
Yeah.
When something needs fixed, I need to look at it first, because I'm the man of the house. Those are my roles. But the machismo-ness of being the man of the house, I think it no longer, well, in my household and as in yours, there's no machismo-ness in that role.
No. I mean, I'm very lucky that we take an equally defined role in this house. Christy is a go-getter in every aspect of the word. I mean, she raises the children, her children, and she helps out with Jimmy.
She raises you.
She raises me. She does a lot. She does a lot for my son. A lot when it comes to his college and everything. She's very big at helping out, very much so, and just being there for him as a parental figure. And just like I am, you know, her children know I'm not their father. Mm-hmm. They have a father who loves them very, very much. I am a parental figure and a role model in their life. Make sure that they know someone always has their back.
The funny thing is, when I came over and they were here, I'm like, I'm your Puerto Rican uncle. They looked at me like, what? But no, I do agree with you. Like, my wife, I mean, if I didn't have my wife, even like personally for me, I'd probably be lost.
Oh, I
mean, I barely know my social security number. She knows it. I mean, like I say, I just, it's different. And growing up in a marriage, I mean, you know as much, because me and you have had many of conversations in our existence of being about relationships and communication and whatnot. And I feel that if you can't take your role in a marriage and have a more of a 50-50 view on a marriage, then it's going to be very difficult for it to proceed happily further.
Yeah. I mean, if you ask Christy, like, as far as I admire you for wanting to look at something before it gets fixed. If you ask Christy, she'll tell you, she'll look at it, she'll figure it out, she'll Google it, and then, you know, I'm the one that's going to pay for somebody to come in and fix it. She'll tell you that, and I'm not going to deny it. I'm quick to just say, we need to get somebody to come in here and fix this.
You know the funny thing at work? You know what they call Friday?
What's that?
The DIY Fridays. And then you know what they call what Monday is?
Contract.
All the contractors coming in to pick up stuff to fix what they did on Friday. But yeah, I agree. I mean, I think my relationship has gotten so much better. Communication obviously is the number one, but once you establishes your roles of, all right, you are 50% of this, I'm the other 50% of this.
Yeah.
It means so much more, especially to your significant other. Like, I consider you my other side.
Yeah.
Like, it means so much more, and it makes the relationship so much better.
Yeah, you have to have that partnership. I think that's where any successful relationship starts, with a solid foundation. And that solid foundation begins with each of you knowing that you bring as much to the table as the other person.
I agree. So let's go to, let's talk about some TV shows here.
All right.
You called me, oh no, excuse me, you texted me about a episode on This Is Us, which I still need to start watching.
Yes.
And you were very impressed by it.
Well, there's three more episodes left of the season.
So I should catch up quick.
Yeah. This season has, you know, they put 2-3 episodes on air, and then they go on hiatus for 3 weeks, and then they make you wait, and then you come back. And this last season has really built up, if you follow This Is Us, around the one character's development as a black man in a white family. And he was raised by, you know, white parents and had white siblings. And, you know, throughout the show, I mean, it's in its fifth season, you've identified with all the characters. But to take the role that he's done this year, his character has, they've really brought the forefront of how a black man feels in the world that he was put in. I can't comment too much about it because I don't understand it as much, but it was done very, very well. And I have to give the show a lot of credit.
I mean, in all honesty, just being put into a family, I mean, you as a stepfather, being put into a family is a difficult situation. My wife being a stepmother is a very difficult situation. And then being a person of ethnicity into another culture's is very difficult, because there's a lot of different ways people celebrate holidays. There's a lot of way different people, dinner-wise, what they eat, how they eat, how they pray, how they do pretty much anything.
Yeah.
So it's a very crazy topic, because, I mean, if you would flip it around, if a white guy would be in a black family, it would still be different, because they have different food. Like, my wife being a white woman being in a Puerto Rican family is very, very different than the way she was brought up.
You know, and I think that's what This Is Us did this week. I mean, it was titled Brother the brothers episode, Kevin and Randall, that's the characters.
Okay.
Randall is the black man. Kevin is the white sibling. And then Kate is their sister. And to give the overall snapshot of what the show was, the Pearsons, which Jack and her name's Rebecca. Jack and Rebecca are the parents. She was pregnant with twins when the show started. And they had three twins. She was pregnant with triplets.
Oh.
And they had the three, and the one died, leaving them with the twins, okay, which was Kevin and Kate. And Randall, his father, both his parents were on drugs at the time.
Oh.
And they set it up where he was left on the doorstep of a firehouse.
Wow.
And the firehouse took him to the hospital where Jack Pearson, whose son just died, saw this third baby that made his family complete.
Beautiful.
And they adopted Randall. And throughout the show, they've showed different aspects of Randall feeling like an outsider.
Mm-hmm.
But Randall's been a very strong force and a very main character in the entire show. In this last episode, what happened was last season, Kevin and Randall had a meltdown on each other and just said all the nastiest things that you can say to someone, especially Wow. your brother. And this year's about the makeup, but before they could make up, they had to talk about what was done.
Yeah.
And Randall said to part of in the pre, you know, midway through the season, he said to Kate that you don't understand what I've gone through. Because she said something about, I'm sorry for everything. And he's like, you don't understand. What are you sorry for? You're saying you're sorry, but what are you sorry for?
Yeah.
And she couldn't answer it. And the same thing with Kevin. He had a great script to say, you know, I understand what you're going through, Randall, as a black man. And Randall said, no, you really don't. And that's why I say I can't comment on it, because I don't understand.
Yeah.
But I can tell you the show was the impact that it gave really brought it to the forefront.
It seems like that's, whether you want to call it a hot topic or a popular topic, with everything that's been going on within the past 2-3 years in our society of being, it's a very hot topic. I mean, being a Puerto Rican, I've dealt with it a lot as myself. But I take it upon myself to not buy in to the Kool-Aid, as they say. I've been attacked verbally. You don't belong here. You're not our color. This, that, and the third. But I've grown older. The older I've gotten, I haven't reacted as abruptly as I used to be. Because when I was younger, I would fight people. But the older I've gotten, I choose not to fight physically, because that's just feeding into the narrative. I choose to fight, and my household is happy. My wife is happy. My kids are healthy, taken care of, growing up happy. My son is happy. All my bills are paid. I make sure I am something my children can look up to. That's the way I choose to fight it. Because if I sit there and I keep poking a bear, something bigger is going to happen.
I think it goes back to our topic, and that's basically spreading positivity.
Exactly.
I think that's what needs to happen more and more, is we need to be more positive as a society towards each other, regardless of race, creed, or color.
Yeah, I mean, and this also brings me up to another topic that I wanted to discuss. How do you feel about these TV shows addressing certain topics, such as right now, race is actually a real huge topic.
It's been on a lot of shows. I mean, Falcon and Winter Soldier, we talked about that on our comic and coffee podcast.
And then the pandemic being something else.
That's been on every show, and I think it's time to put it to bed. I don't watch TV to see what's on the news daily.
I agree. Most of these TV shows I watch, especially comic book stuff, I watch to get away from the normal bonchichera, as we say, the normal bull that you have to deal with living society.
I want to zone out. I want to sit down. I want to watch TV, and I want to forget about society for a little bit. I don't want to watch it in front of me and have it in my face 24/7, which is what's happening on television nowadays. I don't care what show you watch, what station you watch. At some point, the pandemic is being addressed. They've done it on, we talked about This Is Us. It was big on that. Chicago Med, it was big on that. It was big on even Grey's Anatomy. I think they're still...
I mean, there's certain shows that it would obviously make sense on. If it's a medical show, I understand it.
Yeah, but there's a point where...
But you're beating a dead horse when it's constantly brought up.
Yeah.
I mean, we know it's here. We're all having to deal with it.
We live it every day.
When football came back on, we were so happy. Something that brings us back to the norm. I don't need to be reminded constantly, left and right, on television shows, on cartoons, on anything else but news. I watch news to find that out.
Is it normal to see somebody with a mask on TV right now? Of course. But does it have to be brought up why they're wearing the mask?
No. I agree. Well, I get to finally try this out. This is cool. Mr. Jimmy Jam.
Yes, sir.
Jim Mahler.
Yes, sir.
Do we have anything amazing in the news today?
Yeah, let me pull it up here for you. Florida driver busts through gates, leaps over drawbridge as it opens.
Whoa.
A fast and furious move.
Could you make it?
I would be like that The Night Before Christmas episode. Or no, I'm sorry. The Office Party with Jason Bateman where they try to jump to... It was a Christmas movie anyways. That would be me. I would not make it. But it was a scene caught that basically there was a multiple traffic cameras that caught this driver. They have not found out who the driver is. It happened in Florida. There was a traffic jam and the guy broke through the barrier and went over the Daytona Beach's Main Street Bridge, which crosses the Halifax River on Monday. Local news station says it was traffic arms had to be replaced because he broke through the barrier. The gate was appeared to be damaged in the vehicle's windshield, but it was not known if the driver was injured. Not only did this happen, but it's been popular because a motorcycle made the same attempt.
What are people doing?
I don't know. Fast and Furious lives in Florida.
Ejecto cito, cuz. I don't think I would... try it.
I'm scared of heights. We go over a bridge every time we go to Delaware, and my fists clench that steering wheel like you would not believe. Even the Route 30 bridge across York, I get so paranoid that something's going to happen, like I'm going to get a flat tire, I'm going to hit that rail, and I'm going to fall over to my death. That's honestly what I picture every time I go over a bridge. I don't know why. I am scared to death of heights.
I'll tell you what, when I was cutting the grass today, my uncle finally bought a riding lawnmower.
Okay.
So he's like, go try the ride. I was like, all right, let me go try it. The back of his house is flat, and then it goes up like this.
Oh, no.
So, oh, man. I was cutting the grass. I'm like, all right, you have to cut the grass at a diagonal on a hill. It's safer. So I stuck going at a diagonal, and I start feeling it going this way. So I lean this way. So it both, and oh my God, my cheeks were clenched.
Yeah. That's how I feel every time I go over a bridge. I am scared. I hate going to York because for those of you who listening, we're talking about Lancaster, Pennsylvania, or as some people say, Lancaster, Pennsylvania to York, PA. There's a bridge that crosses the Susquehanna River, and I get such tight butt cheeks every time I go across there. And I know it's an image that everybody has now.
I can imagine you.
Oh, yeah. Especially if I'm you know, when I DJ, I rent a U-Haul van usually because I just can't fit everything in my car. So I rent a U-Haul van, and every time I go, like, for some reason, if I have to go to York or up that way and anyway, or to Maryland, and I'm using a U-Haul van and I sit up even higher.
And
I'm
you like, can see clearly yeah, the, see the rocks.
Oh, I just, and Jimmy's like, why are you sweating, Dad? I'm like, oh, just leave me alone. Don't talk to me right now. Damn it, kid, shut up.
We're going to buy you the horse blinder so you get to see this way.
My son, you know, he looks at me and he just shakes his head. He's like, man, you're getting old.
I'm calling your son and tell him he has to hold your hand from now on.
Yeah, he just has no fear of going over a bridge. Jimmy's just like, we're fine, you know.
Use your emotional support.
I'll never forget, I took my parents down to Delaware over last year. And on the way back, my mom goes, wow, you're really grabbing that steering wheel pretty tight. She goes, you really are serious about hating these bridges. I'm like, you have no idea how much I hate it.
I have a fear of heights, but I can drive over bridges.
I, for some reason, it's like my kryptonite. It's my weakness.
Oh, man. I just have to say, that's a Flyboy shirt, man.
Yeah, thought I would sponsor a little bit tonight.
Yeah, that's, it looks good on you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, why don't we go to my favorite topic?
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about sports.
Oh, yeah, ladies and gentlemen. Well, first news is we got the draft coming up this weekend, and I can't wait.
You're so ready.
I'm so ready for my Eagles to mess up that number 12 spot. But big news in the day, the incomparable wide receiver of the Patriots has retired. Julio Edelman, who was a wide receiver for the Patriots, he was the 7th round pick, 232nd pick in the 2009 draft.
Wow.
He had a very beautiful career. He's a 3-time Super Bowl winner, obviously with the GOAT.
I was going to say with thanks to Tom Brady.
Which is one of them. He was actually the Super Bowl MVP.
Really?
Yeah, he actually beat Tommy Boy out for one. He's had a total of 36 receiving touchdowns, 4 punt return touchdowns. He had 620 receptions for 6,822 yards. He had a pretty good career.
That's a great resume to have on you.
He has the record for the most receptions in the first half of a Super Bowl game, which was 7, and the most punt returns in the game, in a Super Bowl.
Wow.
He had a good career.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, and you know, it goes back to what we talked about. Do you go out on a high road? We talked about Drew Brees going out, you know, hanging up your shoes when you should have. We talked about Michael Jordan not doing that. Yeah, he went out on a high note and came back on a lesser note and went out again. And
yeah, man, listen. Anyways, so Gronk hit the news and they were asked him and they said, is he doing a Gronk maneuver where Gronk pretend to retire and came back? And he says there is a 40% chance he joins the Buccaneers.
For a second season.
No, Julio Edelman not retiring fully.
Oh, and him join. Oh, my. I didn't think about that.
Are people pretending to retire just to leave the Patriots?
Well,
is that the way out?
I think, you know, they say the Patriots were a dynasty, and I disagree. I think they're, and I'm sure there's somebody out there that's going to hate me as we talked about hiding behind the internet. But, you know, there's some cheating going on there over the years.
Not many of his Super Bowl wins have not come with something to tarnish it.
There's always been a tarnishment behind the Patriots. I think, you know, it was said that they set off the fire alarm against my Steelers. We had, you know, the infamous
flat footballs.
Yeah, flat footballs. We had the drones on the practice. Mm-hmm. So we had stealing the playbooks.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always been a news article that's accommodated.
The lip readers. Remember
yes.
that one? Oh, my Jesus.
Not accommodated, but there's always been some kind of hindering moment accompanying the name of the Patriots.
Yeah. Well,
and I think a lot of that, and I hate him with a passion, is Bill Belichick.
Yeah. Well, I think Brady proved
you can leave.
You can leave and be successful.
Yeah. You don't have to hide behind that iron wall that they've developed.
Man, listen, this draft is going to be great. I think a lot of teams are going to be different. Especially with a lot of moving parts have been moved from this team to this team.
I hope it shakes things up a little bit.
Yeah. The Brady versus Breeze era is officially over. Even though I personally would take Breeze over Brady any day of the week.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah, man. NFL, man. It's getting ready to get started.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Basketball's in full swing. Yeah. My Lakers are in shambles right now. Hopefully they'll get everything back. We get one of our big pieces back here in the next 2 weeks. And hopefully LeBron is back by playoffs. And our team holds us at least into the playoff bracket so we can dominate again in the playoffs.
You know what's really coming up soon?
Yes.
I can't wait for it.
Golf.
And bowling.
Bowling, I like bowling.
I like Saturday. You know, I used to watch it every Saturday before we used to go to church. Because we went to church on Saturday nights to Sacred Heart. And we used to sit there and watch bowling before we left for church. And then we knew it was time to leave when Star Search with Ed McMahon came on.
You know what? The bowling episode of Fresh Prince was one of my favorite episodes.
Really?
Where they called Carlton pins. and Will was like, pinhead, more like it.
Lord.
Oh, man. Well, with that being said, I mean, we're
episode 15's in the books.
Yeah, man, it's another great episode. If you don't know by now, ladies and gentlemen, every Wednesday we release a Coffee and Comics, and every Friday we release
the Coffee Break podcast.
We got some other secret things coming in the pipeline. We will do everything in our world to entertain you people, even if it's at our expense at being humiliated. Jimmy, mainly.
Yeah, it's usually me.
The Glamping King, yo. You know what you do.
You're going to be joining me here soon.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'll just be the sidekick. I'm not the king yet.
We'll get our superhero costumes and ride around on the golf cart.
Riding around in the golf carts in your dun-dun-duns.
That's us.
Anything you'd like to say to the people before we get out of here?
Well, I gotta come up with a new catchphrase. So if somebody out there is listening, can send me a new catchphrase, because Christy has given me a lot of dirt because I stole it from Bruce Almighty. I personally like, if I don't see you, I'd like to say good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
My favorite was Thanos.
What's that?
Dread it, run from it, destiny arrives all the same.
I just need a catchphrase. So if somebody could send me a sign-off catchphrase, I'd appreciate it. We'll try them out every week. One will eventually take off.
Eventually.
But until then, if I don't see you, good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Bye.
I want to thank everybody for listening to another episode of the Coffee Break Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to us on your favorite podcast streaming service. And of course, follow us on all social media platforms and like and subscribe to us on YouTube. Thanks for tuning in to the shenanigans.
Thanks for tuning in to the Coffee Break Podcast.